This is lesson one of the book of Jonah, which is entitled God's Orders, A Boat and a Storm. So we're going to begin just by going through, and on the website you'll find the verses from the Bible themselves. But here we're going to go ahead and go into a basic explanation or a plain language explanation of the Bible verses themselves, and then we'll get into all the rest. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, at the beginning here, God gives Jonah the job of going to Nineveh to cry out against them and to tell them that God has seen their evil deeds. Now, Jonah then, of course, decides not to do what God has commanded. He instead pays the fare to get on a boat headed away from Nineveh rather than towards it. He wanted to run away from God, or rather the will of God. God then sees Jonah's disobedience, and he sends a strong wind which causes a mighty tempest in the sea that strikes the boat that Jonah's on. The mariners then believe that the boat might break into pieces at any moment, so they began to cry out to their gods and try to toss the cargo over the side of the ship to prevent the ship from going down. Jonah, however, he had gone down to the side of the ship and went to sleep. He was not trying to cry out to God for help, nor was he trying to save the ship from the storm. The shipmaster eventually comes down and finds Jonah asleep, and he is absolutely amazed and baffled by Jonah's seeming indifference to their current life and death situation. And he tells Jonah to wake up and to do as they've done. The shipmaster and all the mariners believe that the only way that they would survive the tempest would be by divine intervention. The mariners, however, then decide to cast lots with the purpose of finding out who was responsible for their current situation. Now, they did not believe the storm to be an accident, but believed that someone on the ship had done something to anger God or a god. And the lot, of course, falls on Jonah, as we see, and Jonah is revealed to be the culprit that is responsible for the situation that all of the men on the ship find themselves in. And then the mariners begin to question Jonah, trying to figure out who he is and how he's responsible for their current situation. So let's go over some of the important doctrines then that are being taught in these verses, and you as the teacher need to know this. These are the doctrines that you should focus on and point out to your students as you teach. Number one, that God actively governs the world. Number two, all men and nations are required to obey God or face judgment. Number three, there is no place man can go to hide from God. And number four, there is no such thing as chance or luck. All things happen according to the will of God. So those are the four doctrines that are mainly taught here. So let's go over these doctrines and explain how they apply to us today and, of course, where they're found in these passages. Now, for the first one, God actively governs the world. In these verses, we have quite a few different situations that show us that God is actively governing the world, and we can also give some examples here. Now, first, of course, we have God coming to Jonah and commanding him to go to Nineveh, to confront Nineveh with its sins, and to reveal that God knows their evil deeds. We can see that God saw Jonah was not doing as he was commanded, and how he had hopped on a boat going the wrong direction. We also see that God sent a strong wind into the sea in order to cause a mighty tempest that would hit the boat that Jonah was on. And, of course, we also see, finally, that God was revealing Jonah as the source of the tempest that was upon the boat through the casting of this supposed random lot. Now, going on to the second doctrine about how all men and nations are required to obey God or face judgment. A couple of areas here that we find in these passages are we see how God was sending Jonah to Nineveh in order to confront them with their sins. They're not going to be left to themselves to do as they pleased as a nation. We also see how God was not going to let Jonah get away with disobeying God's commands on a personal level when he was told to go to Nineveh and decided not to. So men and nations are required to obey God or face judgment. The third is that there's no place man can go to hide from God. We see how Nineveh thought they could do as they pleased without thought to the will of the Creator. But God was going to send Jonah to them to reveal to them that he did indeed see them and their deeds. They were not allowed just to go and live anywhere they wanted to and do as they pleased at any time that they pleased. They were required to obey God, and God saw them. We see also how Jonah was thinking to be clever, and how he ran in the wrong direction, hoping to get away from the presence of the Lord, and how God sent this strong wind to hinder him. So neither Jonah nor nations can hide from God. There's no place men can go where he can't see them and know what they're doing. And the fourth one here is that there's no such thing as chance or luck, but all things happen according to the will of God. We see that the storm did not hit the boat by accident, but was caused by the direct and intentional actions of God. We also see how Jonah was able to sleep while everyone else on the ship was losing their minds with fear. But Jonah understood that everything, including that storm, was not accidental but under control. And lastly, for this part, we see how the casting of an apparent random lot revealed the truth which the mariners were seeking. And what men most often consider to be chance or luck is in fact what the Christian calls providence. Now, of course, having gone over these doctrines and where they're found and how you should focus on them and how you should teach it in the plain language, the last thing we should focus on is how this applies. And this applies because to our students, they should learn something very important. And that what they should learn is this, is that God sees what we do. There's nothing we're going to be able to hide from God, just like Jonah, just like the nations. And God is going to see what our students or our children do as well. And they should take note of this example here. The Ninevites were going to get in trouble for what they did. Jonah, of course, is trying to run. As the story progresses, we'll see how he gets in trouble. And our students will also get in trouble if they, like Jonah, try to disobey God at any point. They cannot have a secret from God. It's very important for them to learn this. Also, the concept here that there's no such thing as chance or luck is a very good one. Because there's going to be many things throughout the lives of our students or our children that seem to be somewhat accidents. Some things that are good, some things that are bad. But it's very important that our students and our children learn that these kinds of things are not outside of God's control. And the good and the bad, the good times and the scary times, we can all have, like Jonah, a confidence in God that he has everything under control. And like here, we saw that Jonah was in the middle of this giant storm. Everyone else was scared. Everyone else feared for their lives. But Jonah could go to sleep because he understood this. There was no such thing as chance or luck, but everything happens according to the will of God. And our students and our children, this is something that we should also teach them and focus on as well, and it applies to their lives. And so that's going to be a wrap for Lesson 1, God's Orders, a Boat in a Storm, and hopefully this gives you some ideas about how to better teach this, along with the materials found on the website, which are the questions, answers, and true and false. And with all that, you should have a very good Bible lesson.